It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
I think that you can make a very, very real argument that the NCAA tournament is the best playoff system devised among all of the major sports. The football one's pretty good. The NFL one's pretty good. I don't like the college football playoff as it currently stands. Major League Baseball, you know, you've got too many teams in it, those short series, and you get a lot of favorites knocked out early. Not a big fan of that. The NHL, it's similar to the NFL. The NBA playoffs, much like the NHL, really. There's just too long, too many teams in, too many rounds. But the NCAA tournament has it right. And it is now time for March Madness. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, by Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. So I've printed out my bracket, right? And I'm going to tell you about my first round matchups, who I've got where, winning what games. And I'm also going to give you my final four, and I'm going to give you who I think is going to win the whole dang enchilada. So we'll start with the first round matchup where Auburn is playing a 16 seed, and I've got Auburn. I got Auburn advancing to the second round. I do not. Now, Auburn is a number one seed, as you know. I do not have Auburn in my final four. I felt like they were kind of struggling coming down the stretch. Did not win the SEC championship as far as tournament play went. So, you know, I've got them advancing. Where do I got them? Got them in the Elite Eight. I got them going down in the Elite Eight to one of my final four teams. I will get to that in a moment. Louisville and Creighton. I've got Creighton winning that game. Michigan and UC San Diego. I took the 5-seed Michigan for Texas A&M and 13 Yale. This game to me is going to be a good one, but I'm going to take Texas A&M simply because of the strength of the SEC. I've been going to believe in Texas A&M. Ole Miss and North Carolina. Give me North Carolina in an upset there. North Carolina is an 11 seed, so I'll take North Carolina as an upset over the 6 seed Ole Miss. Iowa State, 3 seed. Lipscomb, 14 seed. Give me Iowa State. I have Iowa State in my final four. I have them winning this bracket. See, where was I? Marquette, 7 seed. New Mexico, a 10 seed. I'll take Marquette in that game. Michigan State and Bryant. Michigan State's the 2 seed. Obviously, I'm going to take Michigan State there. The number one seed overall, the Florida Gators, against 16 Norfolk State. That's going to be a blowout. Give me the Gators. UConn and Oklahoma, the 8-9 game. I'll take UConn because they've got some players on that roster, right, that have been there, done that, and they're going to have their work cut out for them in the next round against the Gators. But I'll take 8 UConn. 12 Colorado State over 4. Is that right? No, 5. Excuse me. 5 Memphis, 12 Colorado State, the 5-12 game. I'll take the 12 seed, Colorado State, to upset Memphis there in advance. Maryland and Grand Canyon, I have an upset there too. Give me Grand Canyon, the 13 seed over the 4 seed Maryland. Missouri and 11 Drake, Missouri the 6 seed. I'll take Mizzou to move on. The 3 seed Texas Tech against the 14 seed. I guess that's North Carolina Wilmington. Give me Texas Tech in that game. 7 seed Kansas, 10 seed Arkansas. Take Kansas over Arkansas. St. John's, who's the 2 seed against 15 Omaha. I'll take St. John's. In that bracket, I've got Florida getting to the Final Four. So far, two of my Final Four teams, Iowa State and Florida, they will meet in the Final Four as they are on the same side. On the other side, Duke playing the 16 seed. I will take the Dukies to advance. Mississippi State and Baylor, again, coin flip. I'm going to go with the SEC team because of the strength of the conference. Give me Mississippi State to beat Baylor in the 8-9 game. 5, Oregon, 12, Liberty. I like Liberty a lot. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Well, I'll just talk about it now. I like Liberty a lot. I've got Liberty all the way to the Sweet 16, and I really waffled in the Sweet 16 game. I've got Liberty and Duke, and I really waffled there, but I did go with the Dukies. But I do like Liberty a lot, and I would not be stunned if they found a way to beat Duke. That puts us at 6 seed BYU, 11 seed VCU. Give me VCU over BYU. Number 3, Wisconsin, and 14, Montana. I've got Wisconsin, and Wisconsin is my third Final Four team. There are 3 seeds, so I'll take Wisconsin out of that bracket. That puts us at St. Mary's and Vanderbilt. I'll take Vanderbilt, Alabama, and Robert Morris, the 2-15 game. I'll take Alabama there. In the final bracket, Houston and SIUE. I will take Houston there. Gonzaga and Georgia, that's going to be a good one. I like Gonzaga's experience. They're battle-tested, tournament-tested. They know what to expect. I'll take Gonzaga as the 8 seed to advance past the Bulldogs. McNeese State and Clemson. I will take McNeese over Clemson. I don't have a lot of faith in the ACC, if I'm just being honest with you. So I'll take the 12-5 matchup where McNeese knocks off Clemson, which we do typically see upsets in that 12-5 game. Purdue and High Point, I'll take the 4-seeded Purdue Boilermakers. 6, Illinois, and then they'll obviously, you know, they got the winner of Texas and Xavier. I'll take Illinois. 3, Kentucky and Troy, I'll take Kentucky. That sets up a really good second-round matchup between Illinois and Kentucky. UCLA, Utah State, I'm going to take Utah State in an upset here. And then Tennessee and Wofford, 2-15 game, I'll take the Vols. I also have Tennessee as my final four team. So I've got 2 number threes, a number one, and a number two getting to the Final Four. I've got Florida beating Iowa State on that side of the bracket to advance to the championship game, and I've got Wisconsin beating Tennessee on the other side, where it sets up Florida and Wisconsin in the national championship game. And I'm picking the Gators to win the whole dang thing. I think Florida is really good. They've been on a roll. They're playing really well coming into the NCAA tournament. Got a great young coach, and they are just loaded on their roster. Pretty decent draw for the Gators as well. Looking through their draw, the way I see it, their toughest matchup, they're going to go through UConn. They'll go through Grand Canyon, who I think will beat Colorado State. Because I've got Colorado State and Grand Canyon both up, pulling off upsets, and then Grand Canyon beating Colorado State, which would match them up with the Gators. Gators get by them, and then they'll beat St. John's, the 2 seed in that bracket, to advance to the Final Four. Tennessee, I've got beating Utah State in the second round. I've got them beating Illinois. That'd be a great game. Illinois and Tennessee in the Sweet 16. And then I've got Tennessee beating Purdue in the Elite 8 to get to the Final Four. As far as Wisconsin goes, I've got Wisconsin beating VCU in the second round. I've got Wisconsin beating Alabama in the Elite 8. Sweet 16. I've got Wisconsin beating Duke in the Elite 8 and then beating Tennessee in the Final Four and falling to Florida, as I just told you. Iowa State, I've got Iowa State beating North Carolina in the second round. I've got them beating Marquette in the Sweet 16. I've got them upsetting Auburn in the Elite 8 and then falling to Florida in the Final Four. Some games that may happen, right, because that's what we're hoping. Auburn and Texas A&M, that would be a Sweet 16 game if that happened. Iowa State and Marquette, also a Sweet 16 game. Missouri and St. John's in the Sweet 16. I told you about Duke and Liberty in the Sweet 16. Wisconsin, Alabama, I just mentioned that. Gonzaga, Purdue, Illinois, and Tennessee, all of those would be really, really good games. In the Elite 8, I've got Auburn and Iowa State. Florida St. John's, Wisconsin and Duke, and Purdue and Tennessee in the Elite Eight. So those are my picks. I feel really good about the Florida Gators. I just think that right now they are legit, and they're coming off of an SEC tournament win for the first time in, I don't know, forever. At least a decade, right? Yeah, it's been a decade at least since the Gators won the SEC tourney.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Camden County High School recently announced it would be implementing a Camden County Sports Hall of Fame. The inaugural class will consist of five people or entities: the 1960 Ralph J. Bunch Football State Championship Team, the 1985 Girls Track and Field State Championship Team, Frank Smith, Lavonia Mitchell, and former football coach Jeff Heron. Congrats to these teams and people. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Spring training is beginning to wind down, and the Atlanta Braves made a last-minute signing that may turn into gold. I think it's going to. So for all of you Braves fans that keep up, you already know that Craig Kimbrell has signed a minor league contract with the Atlanta Braves. So I'm going to tell you what that means. He's going to spend the beginning of the season in AAA, basically getting himself into shape. Signing this late in the game, he's not going to have enough time at the major league level, even in spring camp, to get himself ready. So he's going to start the season. He's not even scheduled to report until around the middle or around the beginning of the year. So he's going to start in Gwinnett. That's why he's been signed to a minor league deal. He's going to go down to Gwinnett. He's going to pitch. He's going to get himself into shape. You know, how long is that going to take? My best guess, a couple of weeks, right? A couple of weeks, he'll be ready to go. If he pitches well at Gwinnett, he looks right, then they're going to call him up to the major league team, and he is going to be a pivotal role at the back end of the bullpen. $2 million is what Atlanta signed this guy for. And the reason they're getting away with that is because Craig Kimbrell, of course, at the tail end of his career, he'll be turning 37 in May. But at the tail end of his career, and he had a rough second half with the Baltimore Orioles last year, and to the point where they DFA'd him. So somewhat of a reclamation. Now, he had a great first half with the Orioles, and you know, I'll talk about that in just a second. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, by Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable family fun. By the way, last year for Father's Day, my son and my father went to a Jumbo Shrimp game. They were having a Father's Day deal going on. Home game during the day, and we had a blast. My son got a chance to run the bases. There were tons of dads there in attendance. It was a great atmosphere, and you know, we didn't spend a whole bunch of money. So I highly recommend, you know, if it's drivable distance for you, get yourself some tickets and go to a Jumbo Shrimp game. AAA affiliate for the Miami Marlins. Back to Craig Kimbrell. I was telling you that he had a rough second half with the Orioles where they DFA'd him. He ended the 2024 season with a 5.33 ERA. In the second half, he had 19 appearances for the Orioles after the All-Star break. And he had blown a couple of saves, back-to-back-to-back, so the Orioles kind of moved off of him as their closer and used him pretty sparingly in the second half with good reason. He had an 11.50 ERA in the second half after the All-Star break last year. It's 19 appearances. So you can see where the term reclamation project here with Craig Kimbrell may be applicable, especially with the $2 million price tag. 5.33 ERA. They left him off the playoff roster, of course, because they DFA'd him. Braves are signing him to a one-year deal for $2 million, chance for him to come out, pitch, do well, and then up his market if he continues to, or if he decides to continue to pitch. 36 years old, turning 37 later a couple months, so you know, I don't think retirement is that far off for him. Now, the first half for Craig Kimbrell was outstanding. Listen to these numbers. 38 appearances for the Baltimore Orioles before the All-Star break. A 2.10 ERA and 23 for 27 in save chances. So it's a huge head scratcher as far as how you go from being that good in the first half of the season, 2.10 ERA, 23 for 27. In the second half, you blow like three straight saves and you have an ERA of 11.50. I got to believe that he was probably hurt. That would be my best guess. And he was trying to pitch through an injury. I just can't imagine that a guy goes the first half of the season, fantastic number. Second half of the season, he can't figure out how to get anybody out. He's not Bryce Elder, right? So I think this is going to be a really good signing for the Braves. I think he's going to really come in, solidify the back end of the bullpen, really help the team's back end as well, high-end leverage. And don't forget, the Braves just signed a couple of weeks ago Hector Neris as well. For Braves fans, you'll remember him as a closer for the Philadelphia Phillies for 3 or 4 years ago, and he was really good. So the Braves have made a couple of veteran signings here toward the end of spring training, trying to get guys in camp now. Hector Neris recently reported. So, you know, trying to get these veteran guys, Kimbrell and Neris in particular, into pitching shape. Look, it gives you two guys at the back end of the bullpen in Kimbrell and Neris that have been there, done that. Kimbrell is a Hall of Famer, first ballot Hall of Famer. Kimbrell is probably, outside of Trevor Hoffman, the most dominant closer that we have ever seen, that I have ever seen. Well, you put Lee Smith in that category too. So, you know, he has been over a long period of time. Most closers, it's really funny with closers, right? Like, most closers have that four-year shelf window where they're really good for 3 or 4 years, and then after that, I don't know what happens to them, but they're just never the same. Kimbrell's done it for a long time. He's not going to be closing games for Atlanta. He may get an occasional chance to close games, but He's not going to be the main guy. Raciel Iglesias will still be the Braves closer. He'll get a chance here and there, as will Hector Neris. If Iglesias pitches like a few games back-to-back-to-back or whatever and becomes unavailable. But that's three really good, solid arms at the back end of the bullpen. The thing that still concerns me, though, the thing that still concerns me about the Braves bullpen, the loss of A.J. Minter. You still don't have a high-leverage left-handed arm at the back end that has been there, done that, that I feel like the Braves can count on. You know, obviously, there are a couple of guys vying for that job, Dylan Lee, A.J. Bummer. So, you know, we'll see what they can do because they're going to be counted on at the end of games, eighth inning, seventh inning, high leverage situations where a Bryce Harper comes to the plate and they got to throw a left-hander, a Freddie Freeman or somebody like that. And, you know, I don't know. It's just they don't have the track record because they've never been given the opportunity to do so. So let's be fair. You know, neither one of those guys have had an opportunity to be the guy, the left-handed guy at the back end of a game. They're going to get their chance this year, that's for sure. But nonetheless, so Craig Kimbrell will join the Atlanta Braves. Again, he'll report to Gwinnett probably around the time that the season starts. And from there, he will get himself into shape. I would expect they will have pretty good success at Gwinnett. And then he'll be up on the roster, I'd say, mid-April at the worst, late May for sure.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Spring is in the air, and so is engagement season. Let the I do's begin, and let the folks at Cunningham Jewelers get you there. So if you're thinking what I'm thinking, then it's time to get on down to Cunningham Jewelers. They will help you find that perfect, breathtaking ring, no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in beautiful, historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Goldenhouse Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Goldenhouse Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
I was looking at the Alabama 2025 schedule, and man, is it favorable for them. They've got a really good schedule. I'm going to take you through it here in just a minute. I think there's a very high ceiling for them, and we'll talk about that. They've got a really good – they've got the tough game with Georgia on the schedule, but really other than that, I don't really see any games where I'm like, yeah, they're definitely – going to lose that game. And don't even really feel like they're definitely going to lose to Georgia because they have owned Georgia over the last, 2017-ish? You go back further than that, all the way back to 2012, really. So for the last decade plus, Alabama's really had Georgia's number. I think Georgia's only got like one win against the Tide in that span. Granted, that win was for a national championship, but I think that's the only game that Georgia's been able to upend Alabama. since 2012. That's crazy. So even with Georgia on the schedule, and I do think Georgia will win the game, but even with Georgia on the schedule, I don't think that's a sure thing. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options. New state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. That's huge. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire. 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center. Friendly, honest service. So Alabama's going to open with Florida State. They're going to go to Tallahassee to play that game. Like Alabama to win that game. I still think that, you know, Florida State was dreadful last year. We'll see how they recover, but I don't think that there's going to be enough groceries in the cupboard to beat Alabama. So give me Alabama to win the season opener at Florida State, 1-0. The next week they'll get Louisiana Monroe. That game will be in Tuscaloosa. Blowout game, 2-0. Then they will be at home against Wisconsin on September the 13th. I think that'll be a really good game, and I think Alabama will get tested by the Badgers, but I still think Alabama's a little bit better than Wisconsin, so give me Alabama 3-0. On September the 27th, Alabama will take a trip to Athens. It's going to be a really tough game for the Tide to get on the road in Athens against a really good Georgia team. Yeah, there might be some question marks at quarterback for the Dogs. We'll see how that goes. But Alabama has their own set of questions at that position too. Just on the road in Athens, that has become a really, really tough place to win since Kirby Smart has been there. Georgia's looking for some redemption, right? So I'll take Georgia to knock off Alabama and give them their first loss of the season. Vanderbilt will roll into Tuscaloosa the next week. Alabama gets that game, avenges a loss they had at Vandy last year. They'll go to Mizzou. I've got this game circled. I don't think it's an easy game. I do think Alabama struggles with the Tigers, but I think they get it done. 5-1 for the Tide. That's October 11th, by the way. They will then host Tennessee. Again, Tennessee with a big win over Alabama last year. Tennessee also with some quarterback questions. Games in Tuscaloosa. Give me Alabama to win that game too, but I do have it circled as well. I think that's a good football game, but I think Alabama comes out on top because they're going to be at home. They'll go to South Carolina. Now, this is a very intriguing game because remember how hot South Carolina was when they closed out the season, and they had a young team. So a lot of those kids they had are coming back. I do think that'll be a tight game. They've got to go to Columbia to play the game. I don't have the game circled, but I do think that, you know, if Alabama doesn't play well, South Carolina will get them. But at the end of the day, Jimmy's and Joe's, right? And Alabama's got more Jimmy's and Joe's. So give me Alabama to get the game against South Carolina in Columbia to get to 6-1. The following week, they will be at home against they'll have a bye week. And then the week after that, they will have at home the LSU Tigers. LSU certainly underachieved last year, no question. I think Brian Kelly's going to be on the hot seat here. I don't have this game circled. Actually, yes, I do. I've got this game circled too because I don't really know what to expect from LSU. I don't know what they're going to be. But I'm going to give Alabama the benefit of the doubt here, and I'm going to pick Alabama 7-1. They'll be at home against Oklahoma. I still don't think Oklahoma is ready to beat an Alabama, so give me Alabama there. And then they'll have a cupcake game against Eastern Illinois before they get ready to play Auburn. Definitely a win for the Tide. And then they will go to the Plains to play the Auburn Tigers. You know, Auburn looked better toward the end of the last year. Hugh Freeze looks like he might have the train on the tracks. I said this last year that I felt like that Auburn was a year away from being able to beat Alabama. I still feel that way, even though we're going to that next year. I still feel like that Auburn's at least a year away from being able to beat Alabama. So I'm picking the Alabama Crimson Tide to go 11-1 with their only loss being to Georgia in Athens. We'll see where that puts them. Obviously, I believe 11-1 will certainly get them into the SEC championship game. We'll see, you know, how that shakes out in the ridiculousness that is the college football playoff. So their ceiling for me, is undefeated. I'm picking them to go 11-1, but the ceiling for me for Alabama is 12-0. I look at some of the games that they could drop, right? Missouri, Tennessee, LSU, South Carolina. I even have Auburn circle because of the huge rivalry game. And then, of course, you got Georgia on the schedule. So I look at all of those games, and I'm like, okay, so what's the floor? So I don't think Alabama's going to lose all of those games, even if they, you know, have a subpar year or a dreadful year. I think the floor for Alabama is 7-5. And if they go 7-5, Kalen DeBoer better be getting his resume ready, because 7-5 is not going to be tolerated by the fan base or the administration at the University of Alabama right now with everything that Nick Saban built there for two-plus decades. They are not going to settle for a 7-5 season under any coach. You go 7-5 right now at Alabama, you are immediately fired. I don't think they're going to go 7-5. I think they're going to go 11-1. That's what I'm picking them to do, is 11-1. I'm just saying the floor is 7-5. I can, if they can get the Georgia game in Athens, which I think would be really tough, 12-0 is certainly in the cards for the Alabama Crimson Tide. The Florida State game is going to be a really good telltale sign for both teams. We're going to see how good Florida State is, how much they've improved, and I think that we know that Alabama's going to be loaded, and we're going to get a chance to look at their quarterback play and see if that might be an Achilles heel for the Tide moving forward throughout the rest of the season.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances. Hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and Mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
I mentioned to you a minute ago, spring training in full. Well, now we're starting to wind down spring training. We're only about, I don't know, a week and a half, a week-ish, before the regular season starts. And things have really taken shape as far as the pitching staff in particular. But there are some concerns in the outfield for me. With Ronald Acuna out now, they're saying at least the first 6 weeks of the season. Originally, remember, it was the first month. Now it's the first 6 weeks. So they're going to have to depend on Brian De La Cruz and or Jared Kelnick in left field or right field rather, because you'll have Profar playing left. And I've got some questions about Profar. He's hitting 167 in the spring. Granted, I know he's had some injury scares, but 167 in the spring. Hey, dude, man, like, get it together. We're, you know, the Atlanta offense, if Profar has a horrid season, Braves will make the playoffs. I mean, he's that instrumental in their offense. He's got to hit. Snicker's talking about hitting him leadoff, you know, in the absence of Acuna. So it's going to be huge that he can't hit 167 and the Braves make the playoffs. It's just not feasible. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, by Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionforheroes.org. All right, so getting back to the situation in the outfield, that's where I want to start. Jared Kelnick, I said this last week. Jared Kelnick's hitting 200. So a week later, guess what Jared Kelnick's hitting? 200. He's got 7 hits. He has shown a little bit of pop. He's got a couple of home runs. Both of those were early in the spring, though. He's hitting 200, 2 home runs with 7 hits total in the spring. Meanwhile, the guy that they're considering platooning him with, if he didn't hit, which he hasn't to this point, was Brian De La Cruz, who's hitting over 300. He's hitting 306. Now, he doesn't have the pop that Kelnick has. But at the end of the day, I'm one of those guys that if you got a guy that's hitting 200 and you got a guy that's hitting 306, I'll take the 306 guy every day of the week because he's going to be on base. He's going to continue to lengthen the lineup. He's going to move it along. He's going to score runs. He's going to have opportunities to drive in runs. And if he's putting the ball in play and hitting 306, he's going to do it versus the guy that's hitting 200 with a bunch of strikeouts. I've said this all along. I know Atlanta wants to give Jared Kelnick every opportunity to succeed because they invested a lot in the trade that they made with Seattle to get him. He's still young. I get all of that. But at some point, if you're not going to make it, you're not going to make it. I think about Jordan Schaefer a lot. Braves fans will probably remember Jordan Schaefer. All of the hype that he had coming up. He was going to be the next Kenny Lofton, right? The guy that can steal 60 bases and hit 20 home runs. And Jordan Schaefer was out of Major League Baseball very quickly. Didn't even stay in Atlanta. Even had if you remember, had the tiff in the clubhouse with Chipper Jones, who was, you know, trying to, I think Schaefer was hitting like maybe 212. And Schaefer's and Chipper was like, hey man, like, stop trying to hit home runs. We need you. And he was hitting at the bottom of the order at the time. He's like, hey man, stop hitting home runs. That's not who you are. That's not what got you here. You know, get back to what you're doing. And Schaefer just never did it. Ended up in Houston. I think he spent some time in Oakland too before he was out of Major League Baseball. Less than 5 years, probably less than 4 before Schaefer was done. Kelnick, I feel like, you know, all this potential that the Braves are hoping that he realizes. And if he does, Atlanta's lineup becomes really, really good. And he's going to have to force the Braves' hand to figure out how to get him in the lineup. But at this point, doesn't look like he's going to hit. Looks like he's going to be the same Jared Kelnick that went to a tailspin last year and was completely not even used down the stretch the last 2 weeks for the Braves. He sat the bench the whole time. Couldn't even get out of the game. Lost his job to Ramon Laureano, journeyman, fringe major league guy, and he couldn't hold his job against a fringe major league guy. I just don't have any faith there. So, you know, maybe you go with Brian De La Cruz every day. I don't know, until Acuna comes back. We'll see how it goes. But if Kelnick's gonna be the guy, man, he's got to cut the strikeouts out, and he's got to put the ball in play more. That's going to lead to more hits. It'll lead to more home runs. He's just got to stop striking out. One thing that is concerning to me that's not Jared Kelnick, Matt Olson's hitting 200, folks, in the spring. Not overly concerned about Matt Olson. A little bit of a down year by what you were expecting from Matt Olson, especially the 2023 year that he had. I went on record, God, I don't know, a couple of months ago and told you that I thought that Matt Olson would be an MVP candidate, a strong MVP candidate, and I thought he would have a good chance to win it coming into this season. I just felt like that he just had everything in line to have a monster season. I still feel that way, but 200 in the spring, does it concern me? I mean, a little bit, sure. Eli White has played his way onto the team. He's going to make the team. 375 average to this point. And he's you know, put the ball out of the yard as well. He does have a home run to his credit. Eli White brings you the ability to have a fourth outfielder that you can put in the game late as a defensive replacement. He's a guy that if you need a stolen base late in the game, he can fly. Very good guy to have coming off your bench. So I think he's going to make the team. Drake Baldwin's been a really good surprise so far. I think the question of, at least in spring training, of is he ready, has been answered. The dude has a 436 on base percentage. He's hitting 313. He's only struck out twice the entire spring. He's going to be your opening day catcher. That's what's going to happen. They'll have Trump on the roster too. But Baldwin's going to be given the opportunity to come up and see what he can do at the major league level against major league pitching, which at this point in spring, you're pretty much seeing nothing but guys that are major league level caliber. I told you, Jurickson Profar, 167, that's a little concerning. Flip it over to the pitching side of things. You know, we had all this talk about the four and five spots in the rotation. That may be short-lived for whoever wins the five spot as far as staying in the rotation. Spencer Strider came back this past week and pitched 2 2/3 innings, did not give up any runs, didn't walk anybody, and struck out six. His fastball was consistently touching 97 miles an hour, so it looks like the velocity is there. And I don't even think that he was really reaching back because, you know, Strider has been known to kick it up to 100 miles an hour. 97 consistently in the spring. He looked great. He located well. His pitches did what he wanted to do. Stuff looked great. Mechanics looked good. 2 2/3. I guess the question is, you know, how he felt. They're talking about that he's going to be ready by the second week of the season. Remember, originally he was going to miss the entire first month. So if he's ready, if he misses the first week of the season and then he comes back in that second week, there's only going to be one start made by whoever your five starter is. And then you got to figure out what you're going to do with them. So, things look good with Strider. Person they don't look good for is Bryce Elder. 6.52 ERA in the spring. He's not going to make the major league club. From what I'm hearing, the Braves are trying to deal him before the start of the season. He does have options left on his contract. So I guess they could start him in AAA if they can't find a suitor. But I don't think the Braves would do that, because to do that, you got to have him on the 40-man roster. Because where he is, as far as he is in his career, so he's got to be on the 40-man. And do you want to take a spot on a 40-man with a guy that had 6.52 ERA when you've got all these other guys that pitch well in the spring, where maybe down the road you give them a spot start out of AAA? You'd much rather have an A.J. Smith-Shawver on the 40-man than you would a Bryce Elder. I'm hearing, and I've read some articles too, where the Braves are expected to release him if they can't find a trade suitor. He's not going to be on the team. He's not going to be on the 40-man. So, you know, we'll see what Atlanta does with him. Ian Anderson, a 2.65 ERA. That sounds great. He's only given up 5 earned runs in 17 innings. That sounds great. 8 strikeouts. Okay. All right. 18 walks. That is hugely concerning. 18 walks. I wonder, like, if you did the math, right? Like, I wonder what that comes to. Somehow, some way, I don't even know how this is humanly possible to walk 18 guys and only have a 2.65 ERA. Velocity's been a concern. At this point, it looks like Ian Anderson's going to make the team as the fifth starter and break camp with the team on opening day at the major league level. But again, with Strider being out such a short period of time, I think Holmes has pitched his way into the rotation to start as the number four. And when Strider comes back, he'll get pushed to be the number five guy. And Anderson will likely, you can't send him down. He's out of options. So you maybe move him to the bullpen long relief. I'm not really sure what they'll do with him. I don't know how much trade value he would have when you look at those 18 walks and all the analytics that go with that say, it might be a little too risky to make a deal for. Grant Holmes has pitched great, 1.76 ERA, 12 strikeouts, and 15 and third innings. Chris Sale has looked fantastic. He'll be your opening day starter, an ERA under 1 at .086. Schwellenbach, 16 strikeouts and 12 and two-thirds innings, 3.55 ERA. A little bit of a surprise here. We've seen him do it in the past. Angel Perdomo, a .084 ERA, 6 strikeouts, 4 walks, and 8 and a third innings. He's going to break spring training with the Major League Club and pitch out of the bullpen. You'll see him in the 6th and 7th innings. He's earned it. And again, Spencer Strider, 2 2/3 innings, no walks, 6 strikeouts, just looked completely dominant. So those are my thoughts about spring training. We're almost there. We are right there, a week and a half away from opening day. Let's go!
Independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golnaz Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Congrats to Roy McIlroy, who claimed the Players' Championship last weekend down in Ponte Vedra Beach. Beautiful golf course down there. Had the opportunity to go. I've been there before, though. But, yeah, I mean, just fantastic for that. And what a Masters. Yeah, we're a couple weeks away from the Masters, so that's where my mind is already. What a fantastic Players' Championship. Rolled into Monday, three-hole playoff between Roy and JJ Spahn, and Roy pulls it out to become your 2025 Players Championship winner. And yeah, the Masters is right around the corner. We're what, like 2 weeks away from the Masters, 3 weeks away, something like that. So we are quickly approaching that. And of course, for us in Georgia, that's a huge, huge deal to pack Augusta National, which this state does a very good job of supporting that golf tournament in Augusta. I wish that there's another golf tournament down on St. Simon's Island, the RSM Classic, toward the end of the golf season. I believe that's like late October, early November. And I wish that it had the same participation with the fans, the RSM, that is, that the Masters did. And I get it, right? Like, it's not a major. It's one of the smaller tournaments. But as a St. Simon's Island native, I enjoy the RSM Classic, and I would sure love to have more big-name golfers show up. I would love to have that place packed out from people from all over the state. And, you know, you do get some folks from here and there, different places in the state, because, you know, it's a short drive, and you know, it's over at Sea Island, which is, you know, a fantastic golf course in itself. So world-renowned Sea Island. I want to talk to you a little bit more about my NCAA picks. I want to roll through some of these big-time games that I think that we may have. By the way, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. Talk about the Auburn Tigers. There are a lot of folks, I've already gotten messages, right? Like, why are you not picking Auburn? Auburn has been the dominant team for most, the consensus number one for most of the season. But they weren't the consensus number one toward the end. They struggled down the stretch. They lost in the SEC tournament to Tennessee, who then turned around and lost to Florida. They didn't, like I just said, they didn't win the SEC tourney. Look, I think they'll have a good run. You know, you're looking at really good games between Auburn and Texas A&M in the Sweet 16, if that's the matchup, which I have it being, and then possibly Auburn and Iowa State in the Elite Eight. So, I mean, those are some big time matchups. You know, Iowa State, you're talking about North Carolina, Iowa State in the second round. You're talking about Iowa State, Marquette, and then Iowa State and Auburn. You know, so I think those are really good games. And this is my bracket I'm talking about. Yours is going to probably look different, but, you know, mine's probably right. You're talking about Florida and UConn. Just, you know, from a brand standpoint, that is going to be a tremendous game if we get it in the second round. You know, I've got Florida with kind of a gimme game in the second round against Grand Canyon, and then they'll get St. John's in the Elite Eight to try to get to the Final Four. Duke is a little bit of a dark horse for me. I told you I really liked Liberty. I told you that. I really like Liberty, and they're going to run up against the Dukies in the Sweet 16 if it goes to the way I think it's going to go. I think Liberty's capable of beating Duke, but I also think that Duke is good enough to get to the Final Four. They're going to play Wisconsin in the Elite Eight, Duke and Wisconsin in the Elite Eight, and I just think that Wisconsin will get them. I've seen Wisconsin play a couple of times. They're very physical, and I just wonder if Duke can handle the physicality, and also wonder, you know, what the status of Flagg is going to be. How healthy is he going to be if he's playing? So, you know, that's a big question mark, because how different does Duke look without him? How much of a different team if he doesn't play are they? Alabama, Wisconsin in the Sweet 16, that'll be a great one. Vanderbilt in Alabama in the second round, if we get that. Gonzaga, Georgia, I think will be a great game. Tennessee, Illinois in the second round, if we get that. Tennessee and Purdue. Tennessee, Wisconsin in the Final Four, if that's the way it goes. Illinois and Kentucky in the second round, which we'll probably see that game as well. So there are a lot of games that to me, I'm just like, man, you know, like these are some really, really good games if it goes according to my bracket. You know, in the first round, I got asked, you know, what games really intrigue you in the first round? UConn, Oklahoma definitely intrigues me. That's an 8-9 game. That gets my attention. Kansas and Arkansas gets my attention. I'm certainly interested in the outcome of that game. Oregon and Liberty. I'm very interested. I think Liberty's going to knock off Oregon. St. Mary's and Vanderbilt, I think, will be a great one. I'm looking forward to Houston and Gonzaga in the second round. But as far as the first round, Clemson, McNeese, I think that'll be a great one. Yeah, I think those are the games that really jump out to me. As far Texas A&M and Yale, that's another game that I think will be pretty good. So, yeah, there are several games that certainly do have my attention. And I've got the Gators doing the whole thing. I told you that in the first segment. I've got the Gators doing the whole thing. My last four teams standing, the teams that win their brackets, Iowa State, Florida, Wisconsin, this Tennessee, Florida Bishop and Wisconsin in the national championship Bishop game.
Media Sports Network.
Thank you.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Camden County High School recently announced it would be implementing a Camden County Sports Hall of Fame. The inaugural class will consist of five people or entities: the 1960 Ralph J. Bunch Football State Championship Team, the 1985 Girls Track and Field State Championship Team, Frank Smith, Lavonia Mitchell, and former football coach Jeff Heron. Congrats to these teams and people. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.